Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. It is great to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Welcome, especially warm welcome to all of our visitors, first-time guests, people that are just kind of checking us out and getting involved here at the church at First United Methodist. I'm Pastor Lindsay. I'm one of the two clergy that serves here at the congregation. It is good to be with you in worship today as we're going to be continuing our sermon series on the parables of Jesus, and we're going to be thinking about that lost sheep. That good old lost sheep parable. Well, at some point in time in the worship service this morning, I would invite you to open up your bulletin, and on the inside is a connection card. Hopefully it didn't fall on the ground. Hopefully it's still in that bulletin for you. We'd invite you to fill this out and place it in the offering plate. You can share updated contact information with us and ways that you might like to get involved and serve, to help serve to serve others, as well as to feed your own soul, to get connected. And I'd invite you also to take a look at the various ministries and missions happening, some great ministries and opportunities coming up to kind of save the date of great things happening. Well, it is wonderful to be in worship with you today and to welcome Greg Geis and to Liz Hoover, who's going to be helping lead us in worship. And it's wonderful to have Bill Kenny playing piano and on the organ for us this morning as Susan is on vacation. So a warm welcome to you this day, and a warm welcome to those who are worshiping with us online, our online congregation. Let's continue praising God as we begin our service today. Won't you please stand as you feel comfortable? Let's praise God together.
Good morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, fill our hearts with humility as we come before you today in praise, in prayer, and in song. Help us to see each person as you would see them. Help us to lift up our neighbor as you would lift them up. Fill our hearts with love for you and for your people. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
Great song, good to praise God together. I'd invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day to gather and to praise you. We give you thanks for all of creation for this glorious, beautiful morning. We give you thanks for this space to gather, to worship, to draw closer to you in heart and mind and soul. As we gather in the spirit of worship, may we draw closer to you. May we feel your presence. May we be reminded of your love and your grace that never leaves us nor forsakes us. And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. Goodness, it's so wonderful to be back with you. 2 weeks ago when I should have been here, I was on video screen, so it feels like a while since I've been in person with you. It is so joyful to be here. My goodness, you all are looking fantastic this morning. It's good to see your faces. I have a quick story I want to tell. Maybe Pastor John, maybe I've told a story about our beloved dog, Sam. Maybe John has well. But our family used to have a beloved, curious, often chaos-producing dog named Sam. He was a 75-pound black lab. He loved food, particularly loved getting the bread off the counter, so he shaped up our patterns. I don't know, he probably ate 20 loaves of gluten-free bread in his lifetime. He loved playing ball. He was a retriever, and he could never throw the ball long enough or far enough, and he loved to escape from our house all the time. So when we lived at a former parsonage, Sam loved to get out of our backyard. We had an easy chain link fence that somehow he was always escaping out of, and we lived on a busy street corner, so it was kind of a problem when he would escape. Well, fortunately, most of the time he'd escape and we'd notice and we'd bring him back in. He'd, you know, be heading out to the sidewalk to go sniff out where the other dogs are making their mark. But there were a few times when there were some scares. A couple falls ago, I don't know, it was 2017 or 18, back and then, there was one fall he gave us a scare. Because we didn't realize that Sam was out for about an hour. So a dog can get pretty far in an hour. So at the time, the kids were really young. I was working part-time in ministry, and John was working full-time up in Rochester. semester, so I loaded up the kids in the car, in the van, I guess it was, and we went out and searched through the neighborhood, calling out for Sam, and there was no sight of him. We asked everybody, right? There were people out running and walking if they'd seen this big black lab with a tongue drooling out, right? Probably trying to grab some food from some picnic somewhere. We asked construction workers. We asked people that were out maybe gardening, you know, some gardeners. We asked a couple dozen people. I even gave them my cell phone, hoping maybe they'd see him and call my way. And no such luck. Okay, so then I thought, well, maybe I'll call some local vets. Sometimes people find a dog and they'll call the vet. Nope, no missing dog there. I even thought to call the non-emergency number, you know, over at the fire department. Sometimes people will bring the dog to the fire department. No such luck. Still no such luck. I even had a friend who's pretty good at, you know, graphic design kind of stuff, like put a picture up and put some name and contact information. We started posting signs. Still no such luck. Okay, so now 8 hours has gone by and there's no sign of Sam and we're starting to get worried. It's getting later. And then thanks to a church member, she said, well, remember, Lindsay, it's the digital era. You don't just post signs, right? Okay, so she gave me a couple websites to check out of where people post their missing dog. And we looked and we scoured over the websites and still no such luck. Then around midnight, we went back to that same website and thought, well, fingers crossed, maybe somebody has posted a picture of this dog that's wandered off. And sure enough, we found a picture of Sam. But he was up in Pontiac at the shelter up there. So we were starting to scratch our head and wonder how on earth could he be ended up in Pontiac from Birmingham? That's about a 30-minute, you know, drive. So we were hopeful. The next morning, we loaded the kids up bright and early, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, first thing when the shelter is going to open, drive north, and sure enough, there is our beloved, silly, crazy, wild escaping dog, Sam. We found him, and we discovered that he was okay. He had had quite an adventure, and we were sure happy to see him, and we fixed that darn gate, I'll tell you what. Well, we searched and we searched and we searched for him for hours, and he was finally back home where he belonged. And Sam's story is a lot like a Bible passage, a parable that Liz is going to come on up and read for us this morning. An excerpt, a story about the lost sheep. Liz, would you like to read? I guess I moved the liturgist book over there. You're welcome to read from there if you want.
Hi. The story is from Luke this morning. Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 righteous people who do not need to repent.
To God. Well, this parable of this lost sheep, it's this classic Bible story. Maybe you remember studying it in Sunday school, or maybe it was a vacation Bible school story that you learned as a kid. It has a beautiful, simple message also, not just for children to hear and to learn, but it's a good message for us adults to hear and be reminded of time and time again. Because when we read this Bible study story, we're reminded that the sheep that wanders off from the flock, that one little sheep, that it mattered to God. Sure, there was 99 other sheep that the shepherd could have been very happy with, so I suppose the shepherd could have been thankful for those 99 and said, well, you know, we're spared one, that's 99%, that's pretty good. But that one little sheep, it mattered to God. The shepherd wasn't content until that missing sheep was back in his flock under his care again, and he didn't want him separated. So I don't know if that sheep somehow got separated by accident or by choice, if it wandered off on some great little adventure and now it found himself lost in the woods. Who knows how it ended up where it was, but that one sheep, it mattered so much to that shepherd that it was willing to say, okay, 99, take care of yourself for a moment. I'm off in search. I'm up the mountainside. I'm gonna go find that lonely sheep. That shepherd gave its time and its energy and its tension and its care for that one because the shepherd loved that little sheep so dearly. So of course we know, right? We know that the shepherd is the Father. The shepherd is God. The shepherd represents, in this story, represents Jesus. It represents God for us. And so if we are the sheep, sometimes we find ourselves in various points. Where do you find yourself in the sheep, amongst the sheep flock this morning? Do you find yourself among the 99? Are you kind of mooing and baaing and stayed together here in this little herd over here? Or do you find yourself as amongst the 99 over there? Or do you find yourself among that little one, that little solo sheep somehow this morning? Sometimes our position in the flock can change at any moment in time. Sometimes it feels like we're very much doing pretty well, mooing and baaing and sticking together with the shepherd in that 99, and sometimes it feels like we're flying solo. Maybe we're off seeking other adventures, or maybe it just kind of happened that we somehow found ourselves wandering around life's course out there on the open pasture, and somehow we just looked around and noticed, well, where'd everybody go? And we realize that we're scattered. So if you find yourself amongst the 99, I have a challenge for you. Know that you have a job to play as part of that pack. It isn't just the shepherd that takes care of the sheep. But the sheep, you all have to watch out for each other. Take care so that you begin to have eyes to see if somebody starts to kind of wander off in their own direction. It means that as God cares for us, we care for others in real ways. It means reaching out and not hesitating to check on that friend who you're worried about or you know who's going through a challenging health situation, or it means not pausing to see how their children or their loved one is doing, but picking up the phone to check upon the other sheep in the flock. It means taking a moment to check on the sheep of your flock by writing a card, putting in the mail, saying you're thinking of somebody. There's this beautiful art of letter writing that somehow for younger generations has gone out of style, but don't you love it when you get a card in the mail? Maybe you've gone through a hard time or you've lost a loved one and you get one, a card in the mail, and you know somebody amongst the flock is looking after you. Or maybe we sit down and care for one another by really setting the phones aside and just connecting over dinner. Have you ever gone out to dinner and seen people just into their phones doing this and they're not communicating with one another? Set down the phone and just have a conversation with your spouse or your teenagers or your grandkids. Caring for one of the flock, maybe we have some extra time and you can come serve on a mission team. Take a meal to St. Andrew's or be a part of a mission team to CAS or volunteer at the scrap drive coming up or share your time with our little sheep of the flock in Sunday school. Be a part of the caring love of Christ in this world as part of the 99 in the flock. At our second service this morning, we're going to have two baptisms. And there's a beautiful moment in the baptismal liturgy where we invite the congregation to remember their baptismal vows. And there's a moment also in the vows where the congregation makes this commitment to help nurture the children in the faith, to pray for them and to help raise them up in the Christian faith until they're old enough to profess faith in Jesus Christ and make that personal commitment to salvation in Jesus Christ on their own. And in that beautiful moment, it illustrates the sheep of the flock willing to step up and care for one another. Flock of 99, we have a job to do. But maybe this morning you're not feeling like you're in the 99. Maybe you're flying solo this morning. Maybe you're wondering, how did this happen? How did I get separated from the others? Or how did I get wandering off? How did I get separated from that shepherd? What happened and how did I end up here? If that's you, that happens to all of us at some point or many, many times in our lives. Know that God cares and loves for you. You matter to God, even the littlest of sheep, and he is seeking you out. The great God of the universe who created the mountains and the oceans and the beauty and everything created these sheep, and you little sheep are not significant. Whether they're little sheep from our tiniest that come walking the doors of our preschool or the sheep of our older generations. If you're feeling lost this morning, know that the shepherd is seeking you out and does know you by name. The great words from the song Amazing Grace, I think, say it best for us. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's God's amazing grace at work, the great love of the shepherd, the great Father has for us, that in those moments of feeling lost, we are found. And that's a part of our story. As people that claim the name disciples of Christ, that's part of our story. As us that claim the name Christian, that God continuously seeks after us and loves us unconditionally. Loves us unconditionally so much with arms wide open that even death upon the cross could not separate us, but that God sought after us, and the beautiful resurrection in Jesus Christ drawed us back and near to him. Oh, the great love that the Father has for us. So this is our story, the story of the shepherd, the story that when we're feeling lost, God finds us. And this is our story when we're a part of the flock of the 99, that we get to look after each other, that no little sheep that wanders off gets to go solo for too long. If you listen, you can hear the shepherd calling us by name, dear flock, drawing us back to him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Shepherd of the sheep, we thank you that your grace is made known to us each day, that through dark valleys and green pastures you lead us beside still waters, that you provide for our every need, that you care for us, that you love us, and that you seek after us always. If we're feeling lost this morning, Lord, we pray that your presence may be known. If we're wandering away, help us to draw one another in. Oh, the great love you have for us, may we show it for the world and reflect that in the world, in our hearts, in our minds, and in our actions. In Christ's holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Bill. That was fantastic. And Lindsay, thank you for your message. I confess, you know, I like to try to think of something that brings it a little bit home, and I don't have any sheep at home. So I thought, you know, I would try a little chipmunk roundup. And I went out back, and I counted the chipmunks out there frolicking in the back. And I noticed that one chipmunk was missing, and I thought, oh my goodness, the chipmunk is out there and some hawk may come get it. And I didn't care. And I thought, oh my gosh, so much respect for Lindsay and John for coming up with these stories, and I realized that I picked the wrong analogy. The chipmunk frolicking applies far more to a sermon on Malachi at the end and the calves frolicking. So there are times that you're lost, and that was one of them for me. And oh my gosh, but Lindsay's message on the other hand was far better, and it made me think of our mission for the month, and it's Samaritan's Counseling. And if her message didn't make you think of the congregation, other things, helping each other out, our mission for the month, if it's in your heart to help people receive counseling when they're feeling lost, our Samaritan Counseling, please give that some thought. And now, if you would please focus on the prayer quilts that we have here. You know, at the end of the service, the prayer quilts will be out back behind the sanctuary, and you can sign the cards, and you can tie a knot, and you can say a prayer for Dick, Jeannie, and Maureen. And now, if you would please join me in an attitude of prayer as we lift up our hearts and pray for each one of them. Merciful and loving God, your strength and healing are known throughout the universe, and you have done so much for people throughout the ages. Lord, we lift up these three, and as we focus our prayers on these three quilts, and as they wrap themselves in them, we pray that they may know your healing, your comfort, and your strength. And also, if we just reach a little beyond, Lord, we know that prayer quilts in the past, there are still people in need of those prayers. And let's just remember those people also as they wrap themselves up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, please join me in an attitude of prayer as we pray together. Glorious God, who in the beginning of everything created the heavens and the earth, praise to you, God Most High, who can do immeasurably more than we can imagine. Glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations forever. Keep us from being deceived to acknowledge every good and perfect gift is from you. We shout for joy, worshiping you with gladness, knowing you are God, and give thanks. You bless us abundantly in all things at all times so that we can do good work. Hear us now as we silently give thanks for family, food, friends, and all our blessings. Lord, your people have been lost sheep, and their shepherds have led them astray. We stray like lost sheep, sinning against you. Help your servants obey your commands. By your grace, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, and you want all of them. We are grateful that our Father in heaven is not willing that anyone should perish. Lord, you are our shepherd. Guide your sheep along right paths in the name of Jesus. Help us do your will, even as Jesus came from heaven to do the will of our Father. Let us be still, God, as we exalt you, silently considering parables of the lost that Jesus taught. Thank you for sending your Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it through him. He came with a message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins that he carries for us. Jesus told the disciples to go out into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Heavenly Father, open our minds to understand the scripture that we may share your gospel. Guide your church as intended for us to make your manifold wisdom known to all. Give us encouragement taught in scriptures so we might have and offer hope to others. Hear our silent prayers and petitions with hope and thanksgiving as we present our request to you. Lord, keep us from stumbling through false teachings so we can be without fault and have great joy, so we can be in your majestic presence through our Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. As Christ's church, hear our voices in unison as we say the words Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
From Psalm 23, we hear a psalm that we may know well if you've studied scriptures or been to maybe even a funeral service. From Psalm 23, we hear the words of a shepherd taking care of his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. For he provides all of our needs abundantly. He cares for us, the little sheep of the flock. We're invited at this time to help care for other sheep of the flock. Through our time, our talents, our gifts, and our treasure, may we care for one another and be a part of the great mission and ministry of Jesus Christ. The ushers can come forward to wait upon us to receive our offerings.
Thank you.
we bring our humble offerings before you. Bless them. Guide us to use them in meaningful ways to bring the love of God to others in our community and around the world. Amen.
Dear church, just a few announcements I want you to make sure you are aware of. On the back of your bulletin, it says that the salad luncheon is back, the UMW salad luncheon. So if you are a UMW person, raise your hand. We want to thank you. All right, let's give thanks to them. It's going to be a great week. You all are invited. You don't have to be a United Methodist woman to attend, just to make sure you know that, right? The whole church is welcome. It's this Thursday. Details are on the back from 11:30 to 1. We want to have the biggest, grandest, greatest salad luncheon ever, and who doesn't love salads this time of year? Healthy salads in the summertime for a great mission and purpose. Other thing I want to highlight is there's going to be a concert outside next Sunday on the 21st at 2 Francis. Francis is going to be doing a concert outside on the lake, so pray for some great weather and no rain. And I also want to lift up that our church photo directory, there's still an opportunity to sign up for the photo directory and be a part of that. So I'd encourage you to sign up. You can contact Joanne if you have questions. She's down here in the front, maybe give a wave, right? So we can find Joanne after service if you need help signing up. And then, dear church, I want to share that this Tuesday there's going to be a memorial service for Mary Janke. The service is going to be at 11 o'clock with the visitation at 10 and a funeral luncheon to follow after the 11 o'clock service. So the family invites you to come and celebrate Mary's life, a great saint of our congregation and very involved in UMW. So please come on Tuesday for the 11 o'clock service. Well, dear sheep, we are a part of this great flock to care for one another, not only our little sheep that are baptized, but to keep caring for each other, to check in, to make sure no one's going astray, but to look after one another. And know that the great love of the Father, whose arms are open wide, is ready to receive you, that he's always seeking you out and calling after your name. He who knows every hair on your head and every grain of sand on this earth knows you by name, and is welcoming you home. Go in peace this day to love God and to serve neighbor in all that you do. Amen.
are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.